Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Is it possible to be a lush garden full of fragrance and fruit in a desert? Psalm 63 says, yes. Penned David, quote, was in the wilderness of Judah, title. He describes the secret of a flourishing soul. The word soul helps us see the subdivisions of the psalm. Stanza 1, verses 1 to 4, declares his soul's desire, quote, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, verse 1. The world, a moral wasteland, has nothing to offer, quote, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, Matthew 5:6, as Jesus described the seeking soul. But the one who is both, quote, living water, John 4:10, and the bread of life, John 6:35, travels with us through the desert, satisfying us with himself. The second stanza, verses 5 to 7, declares, quote, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips, verse 5. This is the soul's diet. Like all good nourishment, it satisfies us when we receive it, then equips us with the energy to use it. In this case, joyfully praising the Lord. Then, in the final stanza, verses 8 to 11, he says, my soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. Verse 8. This is the soul's delight. Nothing but the intimate enjoyment of God's friendship will do. We need both nourishment and exercise. There's no better exercise than this, closely following the Lord and knowing he's there to keep us from stumbling on the rough desert path. Of course, like any effective diet and exercise program for the healthy soul, it can't be an off-again, on-again proposition. Notice David's schedule. It's from, quote, early will I seek you, verse 1, to, quote, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, verse 6. Sean, a fitness trainer, says, if you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.